Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
CCH announces new chief of staff. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Dr. Robert Newirth, MD, who has seen patients at CCH for 15 years, recently assumed a new role as CCH's chief of staff on January 1st. Dr. Newirth previously served in the position at another hospital in Florida earlier in his career. Dr. Newirth knows how vital the role of chief of staff is and the impact it can have on the medical community and on the community's patients, according to the press release from CCH. Being chief of staff carries with it many responsibilities, said Dr. Newirth. I would like to heal rifts in the medical community here. My goal is to ensure we are best meeting the needs of our employed and our independent physicians so that we can best meet the needs of our patient population. Dr. Newirth grew up in New York City, completed his medical training in the Dominican Republic, and completed his residency in the Bronx. Before joining Campbell County Health in 2008, Dr. Newirth served at other hospitals and in private practice. When Dr. Newirth joined Campbell County Health in 2008, there was no hospitalist program in place, but a need for one. With Campbell County Medical Group Operations Director Lonnie Schell, Dr. Newirth established CCH's hospitalist program. The Campbell County Health press release said they are honored to have a provider as dedicated and experienced as Dr. Newirth serving our community. At 9 p.m. on Tuesday evening, a 37-year-old female employee at the Budget Inn Express reported to the Gillette Police Department she had found a small baggie with an unknown substance on the ground. She told officers she also found the coin box on a coin-operated washer had been removed and the quarters were missing, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Officers contacted the 58-year-old owner of the hotel, who told them around $50 in quarters were missing. Additionally, he found the door to a utility room open and around $500 in tools were missing. Wasson said they believed the theft occurred sometime in the last week. There are no suspects in the case, and the investigation is ongoing. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.